bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I'm trying to buy an apartment and I'm desperado for some help. Desperado.
I'm desperado for some help too, Chris, because the sooner you buy an apartment, the sooner we can go on talking about something else.
I'm sorry it's been so painful for you to listen to me struggle every Saturday. Struggle, putting my hand up at auctions, losing.
Is Saturday the day? Is it always a Saturday?
Usually.
No, okay.
Yeah. Side note. I want some help. I want some advice from our listeners. How do I win at an auction? This is the Triple Threat Podcast. As you know, James, I've been trying to buy an apartment.
Yeah, for nearly 2 years.
Nearly 2 years.
It's our 2 year anniversary very soon, /now.
Nearly 2 years I've been trying to buy an apartment. And I see people and they start looking and they get them like within a couple of months.
Really?
And they move on.
Maybe
and
they have lots of money.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't have. A lot of clothes, one thing I do have, not a lot of money. So as regular listeners would know, I still live at home, been saving, want to buy an apartment, been trying very hard. I am being fussy, so I guess it has taken me quite a while because there are certain things that I want in an apartment and I'm not in a huge rush to get out. So, I'm being quite fussy. But I can't do this anymore. I've had enough of looking at apartments. I've had enough of spending my Saturdays going to open for inspections. Mm-hmm. I've had enough. I've seen a place that I quite like in a good area. I'm very happy with it. The auction is in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Went to the open for inspection for the second time on Saturday. And it was one of those things where if anyone's, I guess it's similar when you're looking for a rental, but if anyone's been through this, it's like you go in there and immediately everybody in that room is your enemy. So you walk in and you kind of suss out who's in the room, suss out your competition, look at them, check them out, try and work out if they have more money than you, which they always all do.
Worst.
Overhear what they say to one another, like if they're in groups, listen to the questions they ask the real estate agent, yes, and then think, I got no chance. So the one that I went to on Saturday for the second time, really loved it. Like going a second time was just like a, yep, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with this one.
Okay.
Heard a few people talking to the real estate agent asking questions. I'm like, got no hope. It's right near a train. So I sat there listening to the train because I wanted to see how loud the train was. A few people cottoned on to what I was doing.
They were doing
sat
it too.
With me. They were like, oh, are you waiting to hear for the train? And I looked up the train timetable because I wanted to see when the trains were coming. Hey, that's just good research,
that's
man.
I'm impressed.
I've been doing this a long time. I know what I'm looking for. You know, sat, waited for the train. Like someone was like, oh, what are you waiting? And I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for the train. You can sit with me. So they sat with me. Oof. Then I checked out some of the storage. You know, I know what to do. I had a good look. Meanwhile, like the lady that sat with me to listen to the trains was like, oh, it's not that bad. So she started telling everybody in the apartment, like, don't worry. I've heard that the trains aren't that bad.
No, I'm
like,
shut up,
what
woman.
Are you doing,
go
lady?
Away.
Like, I shouldn't have even let you listen to the trains with me in the first place. And now you're telling everybody that you can't even hear the trains.
Oh, worse. She should be doing the opposite. Going around and telling everyone, it's so noisy. This neighborhood is horrible.
That's exactly right. That's what my dad does. My dad comes. He goes around. He's like, why would you want to live here? Like trying to put everyone up.
Perfect. He shouldn't laugh at the end though.
And that's what he does though, because he's not very good at being sneaky. No. And then,
Dad.
And then like they want a 60-day settlement. And then I heard someone being like, but I can do 30 if you want.
No.
I'm like,
shut up.
What do you mean you can do 30 days? I can't do 30 days. Would you just shut up, everybody? And then you just leave and you're so depressed and you watch everyone just float out of there like, we're totally putting in a bid. We've got a chance. We've got $1 million. Yeah. And then I just like get in my car and drive off depressed and then go back onto one of the apps to try and find more places. So not
an app to find something else.
No, but if it keeps going like this, I might. So what I want to know is what tips have you got for me for Saturday week? When I put up my little hand, place my bids. Look, everyone tells me that the thing to do is not to speak up until the very end.
Oh.
But by the time I speak up, it'll probably be past my budget anyway, so what's the point of even speaking? Help me, guys.
Okay.
How do I win an auction?
And we're asking for your help because Christina is going to an auction in a couple of weeks for a place that you really like, right?
Mm, yeah, this one I actually really like.
Okay. So, as opposed to the other ones you've looked at.
Well, you know, sometimes there's elements that you like, but this one ticks all my boxes.
Oh, there we go.
It's a box ticker.
Now, it is a big investment.
Now, we've had quite a few texts, which we're going to get to, but I really quickly want to bring in Serena, a lovely front desk lady, because she has bought at auction, correct?
Yes, I have.
And what's your advice to me?
Well, hopefully no one else is bidding. That's the best thing.
Seriously, that's the best advice. Hope that no one else is bidding.
Oh. Well, the other one that I bid on, there was only one other person that was bidding as well. So,
you only had to outbid one person.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a lucky woman, Serena.
Wow. Thank you for your advice.
I also like looking at houses. So after we bought, we just kept on going to look at houses. Well, like a year afterwards, and the real estate agent would recognize us and go, oh, yeah, we don't need to take your name. You're just looking.
You stinky beakers.
That's so funny.
Did you get any, like, housing tips?
For?
Like, you know, interior decorating? I'm assuming that's why
Yeah, yeah, that's why. Oh, and I also like to look at, see what other houses look like. So.
Oh, my God. I cannot stand it. Like, I can't wait till this process is over. I'm so sick of it.
Well, we have got a few texts, which seem a little helpful.
A little more helpful than Serena's. And look, if you've got anything else to add while I read these out, kick in Serena. Sasha, move back in with your parents.
You got no hope. There we go.
Basically, you've got no hope. Darren said, I saw at least 50 houses over 6 months. In the end, I went private sale. Get an inspection report on one that you're interested in.
Mm.
So that's a building report, I assume that's what he's referring to.
Yes.
Is that true, Serena?
Yeah, so someone comes around and makes sure like the house isn't falling down.
My dad does those. Building and pest report.
Would he come all the way from country?
No. Probably not.
My brother's actually pretty good with those type of things. And I have had him come look at apartments before. But it's so funny. He's got the ethnic thing that I've got.
Mm.
That like subtlety is not our biggest...
You should be taking him to the inspection, like to the house inspections.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I do. And I've taken him a few times. And he's like, Chris, you don't want this piece of... Look at this. Like, he's so terribly...
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I can only take him, though, to places that I'm really interested in. He refuses to come to anything unless I'm serious because he's been to enough.
Brad's got some good tips.
Now, Brad, this is a really good point because people have said this to me before. He said, I've heard two different things here. Number one, go in hard and fast. Either get the first bid in and make it strong. Don't drop the bidding to lower amounts from 5 to K because it shows that you're approaching a limit. Mm. So maybe just go 5, 5, 5, 5 all the way. Or number two, which is also quite a common one, is wait for it to be almost called and then go in with your bid at the very end.
Okay.
Two schools of thought. And another one, if you miss out, you can always sell your inspection or building report to the winning bidder.
Well, that's true. But they probably already got one as well.
Well, or they've taken a risk. So.
Serena doesn't care.
They already bought it, so.
Yeah, they've already bought it. They don't want the report.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I've pretty much got no hope.
Well, no, Darren had some good tips there. Let us know how you go.
Well, I'm sure you'll hear that nothing's happened because in the next 2 weeks I'll be talking about inspections again. So anyway, thanks for your advice, everybody, and thanks for nothing, Serena.
No problem.
With the triple threat on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.